Finally today, Australia's share market is surging with stock prices nudging a record high. That might sound odd given the warnings about the sluggish state of the Australian economy. Joining me now in the studio to take us through this is the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. So Peter, can you explain for us this apparent contradiction of a soaring share market and stagnant growth?
Well, first up today, Eleanor, there's a bit of a weak lead-in from Wall Street, so the All Ordinaries Index was down around 0.9 of 1% in late morning trade. In the United States, big investors are seeing good news pretty much as bad news. That's because an unexpectedly strong June employment report has pundits reassessing their bets that the US Federal Reserve is on the brink of cutting interest rates as part of a global trend lower. And of course, investors right around the world are addicted to that punch bowl of cheap and easy money. Here in Australia, the Reserve Bank's cash rate is at a new record low of 1% after last week's reduction. Good news if you're a borrower, of course, but things are getting grim for investors, both big and small, who are seeing returns on traditionally safe investors' investments evaporate, especially retirees who live on savings. Michael McCarthy, chief strategist at CMC Markets, says investors are pouring money into shares at the moment, and as a result, markets are on the rise.
There's a high belief in markets that both the central banks and the governments will stimulate their economies in response to the recent weakness. And given that there's already a flood of money from central banks sloshing around the world, that's driven more and more people into the markets and pushed them, in many cases, to near their all-time highs.
And so we're seeing official interest rates here in Australia now at a new record low of 1%. And you have a lot of people in funds and super funds, for example, looking for that all too elusive yield.
That's right. It's pushing people up the risk spectrum. Investors need to find other ways to generate income, particularly those who are living on their savings. And that, of course, means that they have to take more risk to get those returns.
And if you just look at the situation that retirees face at the moment, they're not getting much of a return at all. So they pretty much have no choice but to dip into the share market in search of that yield.
In many cases, that seems to be what's happening. The reality is when interest rates move, there are winners and losers. And although mortgage holders be very happy with the lower interest rate environment we're currently sitting in, it obviously hurts those who are investing.
The All Ordinaries Index is likely to hit a new record in the coming days. How significant is that given the backdrop of a slowing global economy and a slowing Australian economy?
It's very significant, and many commentators and analysts have warned about these very high levels for shares, particularly here in Australia and in the US. And investors remain very cautious, and I think it's one of the reasons why we have seen such a sustained rise. There's been a lot of disbelief about the gains in the market, and that means investors have been cautious, maintaining higher levels of cash and reducing their exposures, focusing on stocks with more defensive capabilities. So that caution, ironically, has led us to where we are today, because those people are now being forced into the market, forced to put their money to work.
That's CMC Markets' Michael McCarthy with the ABC's Peter Ryan, and that's all from the World Today team for this Monday.